Ministry of Education, Culture, Sport and Youth. Secondary Education. Class A. Lyceum. End of Term Examinations. May 2022. Part 1. Listening. There are 3 tasks to the test. You will hear each recording twice. Now look at task 1. For each question, choose the correct answer.
Hi Jane, don't forget you're coming to ours for dinner on Saturday. My parents are very happy that we'll be eating together.
Me too! I'm looking forward to it. Shall I bring something to drink? I could bring a bottle of fresh juice and some soft drinks if you like.
No, you don't need to bring anything with you. We're having roast chicken, by the way.
That sounds nice. Roast chicken is my favourite. I'll bake us something to eat for dessert then. Maybe I'll make a chocolate cake, as I know you'll like that.
Mum, have we got any fruit to take on the picnic? There were some oranges and bananas.
Here are the bananas. Let's take those. Oh, the oranges have all gone. What about taking some grapes or apples as well?
OK, let's take the grapes. That'll be enough.
All fans of Peter Robbins should go to the South Street bookstore tomorrow afternoon, where Peter will sign copies of his book, Love of Life, and answer questions. He is expected at 2:15 and promises to stay until 3:30, when he has to leave for another appointment.
I really don't know what to give Mrs. Alemano when I go and stay with her in New York. Do you think she'd like some perfume?
Well, you don't know her very well, do you? So I'd choose something like a scarf or just a box of chocolates.
I like your first idea best. It'll be much easier to carry.
How did your anniversary celebrations go last night?
Great. I'd planned to go to the cinema, but then I thought that wasn't exciting enough. I considered having a party, but that could work out very expensive. So I decided to go for a romantic dinner for two at the local Italian restaurant, which was a great success.
Good thinking.
Now listen again.
Hi Jane, don't forget you're coming to ours for dinner on Saturday. My parents are very happy that we'll be eating together.
Me too! I'm looking forward to it. Shall I bring something to drink? I could bring a bottle of fresh juice and some soft drinks if you like.
No, you don't need to bring anything with you. We're having roast chicken, by the way.
That sounds nice. Roast chicken is my favourite. I'll bake us something to eat for dessert then. Maybe I'll make a chocolate cake, as I know you'll like that.
Mum, have we got any fruit to take on the picnic? There were some oranges and bananas.
Here are the bananas. Let's take those. Oh, the oranges have all gone. What about taking some grapes or apples as well?
OK, let's take the grapes. That'll be enough.
All fans of Peter Robbins should go to the South Street bookstore tomorrow afternoon, where Peter will sign copies of his book, Love of Life, and answer questions. He is expected at 2:15 and promises to stay until 3:30, when he has to leave for another appointment.
I really don't know what to give Mrs. Alemano when I go and stay with her in New York. Do you think she'd like some perfume?
Well, you don't know her very well, do you? So I'd choose something like a scarf or just a box of chocolates.
I like your first idea best. It'll be much easier to carry.
How did your anniversary celebrations go last night?
Great. I'd planned to go to the cinema, but then I thought that wasn't exciting enough. I considered having a party, but that could work out very expensive. So I decided to go for a romantic dinner for two at the local Italian restaurant, which was a great success.
Good thinking.
That is the end of task one. Now look at task two. You will hear a conversation between Todd and Marion, talking about teaching. For each question, choose the correct answer.
So, Marion, how are your classes?
My classes are quite good at the moment. I'm enjoying them, yeah. Mm. I work in a junior high school and high school together. So my students range from 12 years old right up to 18.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you teach your students?
I teach them English.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So communication, basically.
Okay. Mm. So are they good students? You got nice kids?
I have a mixture. So, but mainly they're quite good children. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're mostly very nice, but there are always going to be a few who are a bit naughty.
Mm. So what do the naughty students do to be naughty?
Well, in my class, naughty students don't pay attention when I speak sometimes, or they talk to their friend next to them when they should be listening or writing or doing something else. I don't mind if they talk to each other about what we're doing, but if they're talking about what was on TV last night or something like that, I don't like it. Unless they do it in English. If they can, that's fine.
Well, what do you do if your students are bad or naughty? How do you discipline them?
I hit them.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
You do not.
I'm joking. Well, I have quite small classes, so it's quite easy. I'll just either call their name or walk down to their seat. And if everybody is working on something, I'll talk to them about their work and see what they're doing, if they have any problems, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it gets worse, then sometimes they have to stand up. Or if they're really, really naughty and don't do any work, they'll have to come back and see me after school and finish their work then.
Mm. Wow.
Mm.
So are you a strict teacher or a friendly teacher?
I'm more of a friendly teacher, but with a couple of classes, I've become a strict teacher because I have to be.
Mm.
But mostly a friendly teacher, mm. I think.
Who are easier to teach, the junior high students or the high school students?
Probably the junior high, because they're more enthusiastic about English.
Now listen again.
So, Marion, how are your classes?
My classes are quite good at the moment. I'm enjoying them, yeah.
Mm.
I work in a junior high school and high school together. So my students range from 12 years old right up to 18.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you teach your students?
I teach them English.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So communication, basically.
Okay.
Mm.
So are they good students? You got nice kids?
I have a mixture. So, but mainly they're quite good children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're mostly very nice, but there are always going to be a few who are a bit naughty.
Mm. So what do the naughty students do to be naughty?
Well, in my class, naughty students don't pay attention when I speak sometimes. or they talk to their friend next to them when they should be listening or writing or doing something else. I don't mind if they talk to each other about what we're doing, but if they're talking about what was on TV last night or something like that, I don't like it. Unless they do it in English. If they can, that's fine.
Well, what do you do if your students are bad or naughty? How do you discipline them?
I hit them.
No, you don't. You do not.
I'm joking. Well, I have quite small classes, so it's quite easy. I'll just either call their name or walk down to their seat. And if everybody is working on something, I'll talk to them about their work and see what they're doing, if they have any problems, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it gets worse, then sometimes they have to stand up. Or if they're really, really naughty and don't do any work, they'll have to come back and see me after school and finish their work then.
Mm. Wow.
Mm.
So are you a strict teacher or a friendly teacher?
I'm more of a friendly teacher, but with a couple of classes, I've become a strict teacher because I have to be.
Mm.
But mostly a friendly teacher, mm. I think.
Who are easier to teach, the junior high students or the high school students?
Probably the junior high, because they're more enthusiastic about English.
That is the end of task 2. Now look at task 3. You will hear part of a radio program about traveling to Bangkok in Thailand. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. Write one or two words or a number.
Bangkok, the capital of Thailand, is one of those cities that never gets old. No matter how many times you've been, you'll always discover something new and exciting to see and do. It doesn't matter where you're from. Bangkok will have something for you. Bangkok has become one of the most popular cities to visit in the world. There are a lot of exciting places to visit. The Grand Palace is considered by many to be the single most important attraction in Bangkok. It was built in 1782 and was the official residence of Thailand's royal family. Another amazing attraction is the Jim Thompson House Museum in the Siam area, about a 10-minute walk from the shopping center. The museum houses impressive Asian art. Bangkok is synonymous with street food. There is something delicious waiting for you at every corner. Apart from street food, Bangkok is famous for its markets. From food markets to weekend markets, there seems to be a market for everyone in this city. However, a traveler should know a few things before traveling. It is very important to have a Wi-Fi connection when traveling. It will allow you to navigate and translate signs and menus. You can rent a pocket Wi-Fi device anywhere in the city. Furthermore, when visiting any temples, it's important to dress appropriately. Short skirts, short trousers, and sandals are not allowed. If it's your first time in Bangkok, then 3 to 4 days is a good amount of time to spend in the city. You'll see all the major attractions and have enough time for a day trip. The best place to stay in Bangkok is in a commercial area that is as near as possible to the central train station. In that way, you can use the subway and you are not dependent on taxis.
Now listen again.
Bangkok, the capital of Thailand, is one of those cities that never gets old. No matter how many times you've been, you'll always discover something new and exciting to see and do. It doesn't matter where you're from. Bangkok will have something for you. Bangkok has become one of the most popular cities to visit in the world. There are a lot of exciting places to visit. The Grand Palace is considered by many to be the single most important attraction in Bangkok. It was built in 1782 and was the official residence of Thailand's royal family. Another amazing attraction is the Jim Thompson House Museum in the Siam area, about a 10-minute walk from the shopping center. The museum houses impressive Asian art. Bangkok is synonymous with street food. There is something delicious waiting for you at every corner. Apart from street food, Bangkok is famous for its markets. From food markets to weekend markets, there seems to be a market for everyone in this city. However, a traveler should know a few things before traveling. It is very important to have a Wi-Fi connection when traveling. It will allow you to navigate and translate signs and menus. You can rent a pocket Wi-Fi device anywhere in the city. Furthermore, when visiting any temples, it's important to dress appropriately. Short skirts, short trousers and sandals are not allowed. If it's your first time in Bangkok, then 3 to 4 days is a good amount of time to spend in the city. You'll see all the major attractions and have enough time for a day trip. The best place to stay in Bangkok is in a commercial area that is as near as possible to the central train station. In that way, you can use the subway and you are not dependent on taxis.
That is the end of the listening part.